I had, so to speak, to look abroad among the ranks of men and make one of those fretful, forgotten millions immortal. It seemed a congenial task. I went to work forthwith. It was only this morning that I realised the magnitude of my accumulations. Ever since then, it was 3 months ago, I have been elaborating this dedication. I turned the pile over, idly at first. Presently, I became interested in tracing my varying moods as they had found a record in the heap. This struck me. Then again, a little essay in gratitude came to hand. To Professor Augustus Flood, whose admirable lectures on paleontology first turned my attention to literature. There was a tinge of pleasantry in the latter that pleased me very greatly when I wrote it, and I find immediately overlying it another essay in the same line. To the latter-day reviewer, these pearls. For some days I was smitten with the idea of dedicating my little booklet to one of my numerous